this Christmas season, approaching a new year. And Father, I think all of us, if we examine our heart, just know there's something special in store for us. And Father, I believe the true ticket, the ultimate way to see all that you desire to be done is to do what you just spoke to our heart to do. To make you the king of our heart. To make you the king, our Lord, our master over our lives. So Father, each and every one of us, we make a decision this evening to place you in that spot. To place you in that place. To say as your son Jesus did, that our meat is to do your will. That's what we live off of, is doing your will. That's what pleases us, is doing your will. That's where our satisfaction lies, is in doing your will. So Father, let us make a decision to do it, to do your will. To lay aside our own and to live a life that is wholly pleasing to you. That you touch every part of our life. And Father, I thank you that this evening, as we've spent time in your presence, that Father, you said in your word in the book of Acts that there would be times of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. So Father, tonight we thank you that we receive a new freshness of life. Let a new peace rest upon each and every individual here. Fill them up, Lord, with peace. Let them live in peace. Not just partake of it here or there, but let them live in peace. Father, let this Christmas season be the best one we've ever had. And let this coming year be filled with your tender mercies. Filled with your loving kindness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah, we'll do that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Last night I was praying just in bed, and the Lord spoke something to my heart, and I wrote it down. It wasn't my message, but I wrote it down anyway, but right before I came out. And this is the way he spoke to my heart. He said, in my eyes, there are few things more beautiful than forgiveness. In the Lord's eyes, there are few things more beautiful than forgiveness. Obviously, we'd see why. I think it would remind him of what his son did for us in forgiving us of our transgressions and of our mistakes and shortcomings. And so, you know, part of making the Lord king of our life and putting him on the throne of our heart is making a decision to allow him to control who we forgive and what we let go of. And, you know, obviously Christmas would be a good time to do it. But I'd probably say even a more important time than that is this coming new year. You know, if you want it to be new and want it to be different, there's got to be something new. There's got to be something different. And the Bible talks about in Hebrews chapter 12 that if you're going to run the race the Lord has for you, you got to do something. You got to lay down the weights that would so easily beset you. Lay down the sins that would trip you up. And run the race that God has for you. And so I want to encourage you tonight. It's a gift-giving season. Give someone the gift of forgiveness. If there's someone you just need to forgive, you know, maybe it's something as simple as something that happened last week between a husband and a wife, and you need to just let that go, especially going into this new year and holiday season. Just let it go. Or maybe it's something that's even longer than that, dwelling in a a relationship, or maybe someone even harmed you as a child and you've just been holding that on the inside. Well, if you want to walk free, you got to let it go. Just make a decision. Forgive them. And then there are things that you do privately that the Lord will reward openly. Does that make sense? When you do some things privately, the Lord rewards it openly. And He blesses you with things that everybody can see. But all it was a change that you made privately. No one else saw it. But you made a change privately, and the Lord rewarded you openly for that change. Make that slight adjustment in your heart. It could be you have to do something good for Him to completely let it go. You know, sometimes when that stuff is bottled up on the inside, you've got to release it. When it releases, it flows. So maybe it is you're doing something for someone that it's not for them necessarily. It's for you to get that forgiveness in your heart and let go of that bitterness. Or it could just be something that you can do in private where you just make a slight adjustment in your heart. I'm going to let that go. I'm going to let that go. Now somebody said, how do I do that? You know, I remember a businessman, I'll say this in closing. I remember I was talking to a businessman, and he had his brother actually was his business partner. And to make a long story short, basically his brother cheated him out of millions and millions of dollars. It was a bad deal. I don't have time to go into the whole story. But later, years went by, and he hadn't forgiven his brother, basically, of what had happened. He was a Christian man, spirit-filled, but obviously there was a lot of emotions tied up in that. And he said he was reading over there where Peter asked the Lord. He said, how many times shall I forgive my brother? Seven times, you know, basically. The Lord said, no, seven times 70 in one day. He was reading that. He said, the Lord spoke to his heart. And he said, how many times could your brother trespass against you in one day? He committed that act to you once, but has he done it 490 times today? And he said, no, Lord, no, he hasn't. He said, but how many times has that come against your mind today? Has it come against your mind as far as what your brother has done to you? Has it come against your mind 490 times? And he said, Lord, at least. He hasn't committed that act. It was years ago, but it was a particular day that, you know, he just saw the consequences of his brother's actions, and he's meditating on that, and that thought was just bombarding his mind. Look at what your brother did. If he hadn't have done that, where would your life be? On and on and on and on like a machine gun. And he said, Lord, at least 490 times. He said, every time that thought comes to you, say out of your mouth, I forgive him. Every time that thought comes to you, whether he hears it or not, say out of your mouth, I forgive him. I forgive him. I let him go. I love him. I forgive him. He said it took a while for him to do that, but he started doing it. And sure enough, that unforgiveness left him like a bird would leave a nest, just floated away from him. And now he's more successful than ever before. His relationship with his brother is completely restored. They vacation together. They love each other. Of course, that helped his relationship with his father and his mother and his relationship with his other brothers and sisters. They're celebrating holidays today or this week, right now. Well, he had to let that go. And so maybe you have to do something like that. Maybe how someone has trespassed against you, it just keeps bombarding your mind. Say out of your mouth, I forgive them. I let it go. I forgive them. Maybe it is a spouse. Maybe it's a child. Maybe it's a parent. Maybe it's a relative. Just keep saying out of your mouth, I forgive them. I forgive them. I forgive them. Friend, I'm telling you, it will do exactly what our words are said to do in the Word of God. It will start changing things even in you. Amen. Give someone the gift of forgiveness this Christmas. Let it go and watch what God will do in this new year. It's beautiful in His eyes. It ministers to Him when you do it. Amen. Let's bow our heads before we leave here. Father, we come before you. We love you, Lord. Thank you for your presence in this place this evening. Thank you for ministering to us, ministering to our hearts. Father, we thank you that we leave this place built up, refreshed, quickened, or unbelievable.